Hallelujah. How's everybody tonight? Blessed and highly flavored. God is good all the time, amen? Even when we're bad, he's good. Hallelujah. He makes a way where there just seems to be no way. Oh, wow. Would you grab your swords, please, and go to Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4. You know, there's something, the word that says, very powerful. It says, when two touch agree on earth, it's done. Amen? In other words, when two touch and agree. So when we agree with what we hear, what we feel, what we think, when we agree with those things, it comes to pass. Does everybody get this? You mean the good and bad? Yes, the good and bad. See, a stronghold, the Bible says, cast down all thoughts and imaginations that will come against the knowledge of God. Those are strongholds. A stronghold is a memory lie. So a memory lie is burned in us then when we agree with it. When we agree with that memory lie, it stays in us, and it's something that we battle with all the time until that memory lie is replaced with truth. Does everybody understand that? When we come in agreement with something, it's called false alignment. That's not of God. I'm going to say this again. When we come in agreement with something that's not from the Lord, it's called a false alignment. Because one of the things the enemy wants to always do is get you into a false alignment, which keeps you out of divine order, divine nature, and divine will. These false alignments are crucial to discern. They are crucial to understand. People fall into these false alignments and have no idea that they're in them until the fruit manifests, and then it's usually too late anyways. In Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 17, would you read it with me? This I say, therefore, and testify. Is anybody there? Good. This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord that you should no longer walk as the rest of the Gentiles walk, in the futility of their mind, having their understanding what? Dark. It means they're blinded. They don't have spiritual discernment. Oh, they can discern when it's going to rain, when it's going to snow. Of course, they go to the weatherman. They can discern things physically, but spiritually they cannot discern things. Having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God, the life of God. So they are separated from the life of God because they do not know him nor understand him. Because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling, in other words, they rely on their emotions instead of truth, having given themselves over to lewdness and to work all uncleanness with what? Greediness. Greediness is a false alignment. But you have not so learned Christ, if indeed you have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth as in Jesus. So lining yourself up with truth will always put you in divine order. He said that you put off concerning your former conduct. Listen, when you're aligned with truth and you're in divine order, you have a divine nature, and your conduct is not a manifestation of old but of Christ. If indeed you have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning your former conduct, the what? The old man which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lust. So the old man is corrupt and it feeds on lust. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man. Who puts on the new man? We do. We make the choice. Which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. Therefore, putting away what? Lying. In other words, you're not going to align yourself with lying. That's a false alignment. Let each of you speak truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. Be angry, but what? Don't sin. In other words, don't let vengeance come upon you. because vengeance of the Lord. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath. In other words, forgive. Nor give place to the... Why? Because false alignments always give place to the devil. Every time. How many of y'all know doubt is a false alignment? Unbelief. How about fear? Those are all false alignments. That means we give place to the devil. Let him who stole steal no longer, but rather let him labor, working with his hands what is good, that he may have something to give him who has need. Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth. Wow. Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth. What's a corrupt word? A corrupt word is a false alignment with the enemy. Why? Because when you speak corrupt words, you align yourself up with darkness, and it opens to the enemy to you. Why? Because as a man speaks, so he eats, and what he eats, he what? Becomes. Is everybody okay? Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is what? Good for necessary what? Edification. That it may impart grace to the what? Hearers. Edification. And do not what? Grieve the Holy Spirit. Let me tell you, what he just said, it will grieve the Holy Spirit. False alignment, when you align yourself up with false things of deception, of darkness, you will grieve the Holy Spirit, and he will step back every time until repentance. That's why it's important to have discernment, to know when you do make that mistake, you repent quickly. And he says, don't grieve the Holy Spirit of God by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. For you were sealed for the day of redemption. Man, you don't want the Holy Ghost to live from you. He stays far enough away from you. Let me tell you, that seal will remove too. Let all what? Bitterness. Bitterness. Is bitterness a false alignment? Yes. Does it grieve the Holy Spirit? Does it open the door to the devil? Yes. Let all bitterness. What about wrath? Anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be what? Kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. Put on that new man. Keep the old man and habits away from you if you put on the new man. But if you put on the old man, those old habits and character will be manifested. See, the old man has agreed with every false alignment that there is. He was born under a false alignment. He lives under a false alignment. He is a promoter of a false alignment. See, when we're out of alignment, the old man draws others to try to get them out of alignment too. He becomes a cancer, and anything he touches is cursed. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. See, this is where God says, my own people, my children are destroyed for lack of knowledge. My children are taken out of position. God loses. Can you imagine God who sees one of his children get born again, end up in hell? You don't think he grieves over that? Especially when he takes a walk through hell and sees them there? How he weeps tremendously, knowing that that was his child that walked away from him. In verse 9 it says, but as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man, the things which God has prepared for those who what? Love him. Love is a choice. If you're waiting for a feeling for you to love God, you never will. You make a look at, he chose you. And because he chose you, you now choose him. You're not him. You're not here out of coincidence. You're here because he chose you. No matter how you got here, God used someone one way or another. Something occurred in your life where he brought you here to hear his message right now, not from this dude, but from his spirit. It says in verse 10, but God has revealed them to us through his spirit. So you don't want to grieve the Holy Spirit, or you will no longer be able to see, and you will no longer be able to hear the things of the spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. That's why some people go deeper and some people don't. Why? Because they've aligned themselves with false truth. And now they can't see the way they should, and they can't hear the way they should. So their sight is short distance. It's only around them. So everything is involved only in what is good for them, even though it's wrong. See, there's people who think sex, drugs, and rock and roll is good for them. I did it one time. Couldn't see beyond my snakeskin shoes. Because I was blinded. I had no spiritual discernment. Everything I lived for was for myself. Never considered that I was hurting people, even though I knew I was hurting those who loved me. But I couldn't help myself because I was demonized. And when you're demonized, the only thing you want to do is maintain a false alignment. And some people die in that condition. In verse 11, it says this, "For what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God." I'm telling you again, when we line ourselves up with false truth, we can no longer hear, we can no longer see, and we no longer go deep anymore. In fact, what begins to happen is we begin to drift. What used to be a close relationship now is long distance. In fact, it gets to a point where it just becomes mechanical action. It's mechanical. There isn't anything from the heart anymore. It's only from the mind. It's all mind, no heart. Does everybody understand that? Man, you know when people, you can see it in them. They'd be singing like this. Yeah, God, yeah, I know you're up there. Yeah, the words, yeah. Yeah, nothing. Dead or no doornail. No consideration, no reverence, no honor. Don't know them. Don't know them at all. Too prideful. Far be it that I should sing. Far be it that I should worship. Far be it that I should talk to the one that created me. Full of pride. Personal reverence into a deadly end. Pride. It's the number one killer of mankind. And pride goes before what? Fall. And in verse 12 it says, "Now we have received not the spirit of the world," which is the spirit of Antichrist, "but the spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us." Wow. Well, the only way you're going to know them is to go deep. You're going to have to come out of you. Come out of yourself. Come out of your pride. And come out of the false alignments of deception. "These things we also speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches." Oh, my goodness. I'm telling you, people get so tickled of man's wisdom, carnal wisdom. Yes, did you hear that speaker? What a motivational dude. He puffs up the soul. But no conviction, correction, or direction. It's okay. Everything will be fine. You just keep going that way. No problem. You'll be okay. You just keep fornicating, lying, and cheating, and stealing. You'll be all right. Yeah, you'll end up with the rest of them. Hell. "These things we also speak not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man does not" what? "The carnal man cannot comprehend these things." There is no discernment with the natural man. That's the old guy. The only thing he wants is lust of the eye, lust of the flesh, and pride of life. Me, myself, and I. That's the trinity of the old man. "But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them." He can't know them. They're foolishness. The carnal mind does not get it. The carnal mind hates God, doesn't want to worship God, doesn't want to be in his presence. That's when you know you're in the flesh. Because they are spiritually what? Discerned. "But he who is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is rightly judged by no one. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him?" But we have the what? Mind of Christ. If you have the mind of Christ. So I cannot see nor ear hear. In other words, the Spirit of God and the mind of Christ, God wants us in alignment with those two things, the mind of Christ and the Spirit of the Lord. In Colossians chapter 2, false alignments will always cause you to sow to the flesh. False alignments cause you to what? Sow to the flesh. And if you sow to the flesh, you what? You reap corruption. Colossians chapter 2. In verse 18, would you read it with me, please? "Let no one cheat you of your" what? "Your reward, taking delight in" what? "False humility and worship of angels, intruding into those things which he has not seen, vainly puffed up by" what? the fleshly mind. You know what? You don't even realize it, how many people have given you a false testimony. I get people to tell me, yeah, I speak in tongues. I know they don't. They're just trying to prove something. And it doesn't matter. Does everybody get that? People lie. And for some people, that's just no problem. I just lie. Have no idea. They even lie about their motives. Oh, I don't have that motive. Nah, that's not really what's going on. See, they try to cover it. But their motives are deceptive, and they are lying before God. See, they don't think, they may lie before man and think nobody knows, or think, oh, God knows. Yes, he knows. He knows that he's about to judge your butt for lying. Let me tell you, people's motives, people don't even check their own motives because they're not walking according to the spirit. They're walking according to the carnal mind, so they don't check their motives. They make up something and they agree with it. Oh, yeah, that's good. That's good. Yeah, that sounds good. That's good. I like that. Yeah, I'll just do that and I'll confess that and try and convince myself and others. I'll just twist that lie around and throw a little bit of truth, a little spice of truth on it and try to prove it. Let no one cheat you of your reward, taking delight in false humility and worship of angels, intruding into those things which he has not seen, vainly puffed up by his fleshly mind, and not holding fast to the what? Head. They do not hold fast to the head, to the source, who is the one that created them. They've exchanged the source for resources. From whom all the body, nourished and knit together by joints and ligaments, grows with the increase that is from God. Therefore, if you died with Christ from the basic principles of the world, why, as though living in the world, do you subject yourselves to what? Regulations. Do not touch, do not taste, do not handle, which all concern things which perish with the using according to the commandments and doctrines of who? Men. These things indeed have an appearance of wisdom. This is New Age stuff. All of this false religion has appearance of wisdom in self-imposed religion, false humility, and neglect of the body, but are of what? No value against the indulgence of the flesh. No value, no power. Don't let anybody cheat you. Amen? 2 Timothy 3. False alignment. Hallelujah. In verse 1. But know this, in the last days, perilous times will come. Why? Because a lot of people are going to be what? False aligned. For men will be lovers of themselves. Hello? Lovers of money. Boasters. Proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control. See, if you don't have self-control, that means control over the old man, which is self, then someone does. And it ain't God. Brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a what? A form of godliness, but denying its power. And from such people turn away. For this sort are those who creep into households and make captives of gullible men and women, loaded down with sins, led away by various what? Lusts, easily swayed, always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Why? Because they never take it serious. They never take it truly serious. Now, as Jambres and Jabez resisted Moses, so these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds disapprove concerning the faith. But they will progress no further, for their folly will be manifested to all, as theirs also was. But you have carefully followed my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, love, perseverance, persecutions, afflictions, which happened to me at Antioch and Iconium and Lystra. What persecutions I endured, and out of them all the Lord what? Delivered me. He delivered me out of them all. Yes, all. Who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will what? Suffer persecution. You will be persecuted. Everybody gets persecuted. Let me tell you, when you're in line and you're right with God, you'll be persecuted. Now, there are those who are being attacked in a way because they're out of line. But those who are being persecuted just go, so what? So what? They never desire to retaliate. Why? Because the Lord is their avenger. Verse 13, But evil men and imposters will grow what? Worse and worse, deceiving and what? Being deceived. But you must what? Continue in the things which you have learned and been assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them, and that from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. Make you wise to salvation. What? The Word of God. The Word of God. The Word of God. False alignments. You know, what we just saw of all of these things are fruits of false alignments. Works of the flesh are fruits of false alignments. In Hebrews chapter 10. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 32. Everybody there? Let's speak it. But recall the former days in which, after you were illuminated, you endured a great struggle with sufferings, partly while you were made a spectacle, both by reproaches and tribulations, and partly while you became companions of those who were so treated. For you had compassion on me in my chains, and joyfully accepted the plundering of your goods, knowing that you have a better and enduring possession for yourselves, where? In heaven. See, they're heavenly bound. When you are false aligned, you're no longer heavenly bound. You are carnally bound. You're earthly bound. Everything is about you. Therefore, do not cast away your what? Confidence, which has what? Great reward. Come on, read 36. For you have need of what? Endurance, so that after you have done the will of God, you may receive the promise. Now listen, this is vitally important. After you have done the will of God, that you receive the promise. I'm going to say that after you have done the will of God, well, let me tell you, there is a process, there is an alignment that must be established before you can even do the will of God. So that when you do the will of God, the promise is released. How many of y'all, freedom's a promise? But you must do the will of God. And you do it with all your heart. Again, after, you must endure so that after you do the will, the promise will be released. Now, to do the will of God, your soul must be in alignment. Or you can't do the will of God. Your soul must be in alignment, or you cannot do the will. And if you can't not do the will, the promise is not released. Go to 1 John chapter 2. 1 John chapter 2. I want to emphasize again, your soul must be aligned with truth. Your soul is your mind, your will, your emotions, your imaginations. It must be aligned with truth so that you can do the will of God and then the promise is released. In verse 15 it says, do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world is what? Passing away and the lust of it. But he who does the will of God, what? Abides forever. So salvation is a part of the promise, isn't it? Amen. But there are things that also are part of a promise. When God asks you to do something, that's according to his will. So if your soul is aligned with truth, you will complete what he's asked you to do and a promise will be released. Go to 3 John. 3 John in verse 2. 3 John verse 2. Let's speak it together. Beloved, I pray that you may what? Prosper in what? All things. That you may prosper in all things. That you may prosper in all things. And what's the next part? And be in what? Health. Just as your what? Your soul prospers. So when your soul is out of alignment, you don't prosper. Why? Now, look at, to the world it's different. Because even the wicked's prosperity just promotes wickedness. See, they live to keep their prosperity. They don't live for God. They spend more time on trying to figure out how to maintain their money or make more money. And we're not to be that way. We're to spend more time in how to expand the kingdom and serve him and please him. That's our life. That's the difference between the world and us. So it says again, that your soul must prosper so that you prosper. That means that you must be in alignment. Why? Because when your soul is in alignment, you are able to accomplish the will of God. Then the promise is released. I'm telling you, the worst thing you can be is successful in the wrong assignment. It is terrible. It'd be terrible to do all of these things thinking you did it for God and get before him and it's none of all of it burned. And you're left with nothing but a Q-tip. We have a responsibility. Choosing to align your thoughts. Come on, listen. Choosing to align your thoughts, your words, and your actions with God's word will bring your will in alignment with his plan. Does everybody get this? I'm going to say it again. Choosing to align your thoughts, your words, your actions or deeds, all right, with God's word will bring your will into alignment with his plan. Has everybody got that far? I'm going to say it one more time. Choosing to align your thoughts, words, and actions with God's word will bring your will into alignment with his plan. And you will become unified with the divine purpose. Does everybody understand that? You'll become unified with the divine purpose. But first you must what? Align your thoughts, your words, and your deeds or actions according to the word of God to align your will with his plan. And that will produce a divine purpose, which is fulfilling the will, isn't it? In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, 1 Thess 4. So if you don't know the word of God, how can you align? It's impossible. You'll never fulfill the will of God until you begin to learn. Now, you may think you're fulfilling the will of God because you say, I'm a good person. Well, I'm a good person. I volunteer here. I volunteer there. I have no idea what promises are. I have no idea what aligning myself up with God's word is. I'm a good person. Well, that's where the enemy wants you. Stupid, dumb, and a good person. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Hallelujah. Hey, look, you know people like that already. I know God. Oh, really? What's that in your hand? Hallelujah. What's that in your mouth? No, what's that coming out of your mouth? Verse 1, would you read it with me, please? Finally then, brethren, we urge and exhort in the Lord Jesus that you should abound more and more, just as you receive from us how you ought to what? Walk and to please God. So how are you going to walk and please God without aligning yourself, your thoughts, your words, and your actions with the word of God? You're not. For you know what commandments we gave you through the Lord Jesus. For this is the will of God. Your what? Sanctification. How are you going to be sanctified without aligning yourself? You can't. That you should abstain from sexual immorality. That each of you should know how to possess his own vessel in sanctification and honor. Not in passion of lust, like the Gentiles who do not know God. Man, he just kicks it right here, man. And that no one should take advantage of and defraud his brother in this matter. You know how many people defraud each other for money? Because the Lord is the avenger of all such, and as we also forewarned you and testified. For God did not call us to uncleanness, but what? In holiness. Therefore, he who rejects this does not reject man, but God, who has also given us his Holy Spirit. Wow. Therefore, but concerning brotherly love, you have no need that I should write to you, for you yourselves are taught by God to love one another, and indeed you do so toward all brethren who are in all Macedonia. But we urge you, brethren, that you increase more and more, that you also aspire to lead a quiet life. Mind your own beeswax. Work out your own salvation with your own hands. Work with your own hands as we commanded you, that you may walk properly toward those who are outside, and that you may lack nothing. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, or that word also means lack. 1 Peter 4. False alignments. Lack comes because of false alignments. Why? Because then it allows the enemy to come what? Steal, kill, and destroy. Is everybody okay? You know, you think about it. When you take a moment and step back, think about how many times we false aligned ourselves with something and the result was disastrous. God, I can't believe I did that. You know, I mean, even as believers, we went, oh, man, I can't believe I false aligned myself with that vehicle. Nothing but a stinking lemon. I can't, man, I knew that salesman was lying to me right from the beginning, and I believed him. Amen? we had this girl that came in, and she just came in from off the streets in this event we were at, and I thought, man, this girl's got pajamas on. She was doing walking around with her pajamas. She didn't have pajamas on. She had some robe on. She smelled like some kind of incense something, and man, everything to me was witchcraft. And so she came in and asked some questions, and so I said, can we pray for you? And we prayed for a little bit, and then we brought her in. She asked more questions. We brought her in another room, trying to tell me that she had cancer and all of this stuff, and yet she still, cigarettes was good for her. They were organic. It was good for her lungs. Menthol organic, help her breathe. All kind of granolaism. She was nutty and fruity. So we got to a point, okay, what do you want? You know, I said, look at that. The only thing I got to offer you is Jesus. So she didn't want Jesus. What do you want? She didn't even know. So I said, I'm done. See ya. I don't know what else to give you. You know? So I left her with Kate. And then my wife let her out. But, you know, it's amazing the false alignments with people just don't know. Everything was in front of her that she could have been helped, and she just refused to do it, to accept any help. It was just incredible what was going on. But I'll tell you, man, the false alignments in an individual's life, you can see the fruit of it. Hallelujah. Where did I say to go? 1 Peter 4, verse 1. Therefore, since Christ suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves also with the what? Same mind. For he who has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin, that he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh for the lusts of men, but for the will of God. For we have spent enough of our past lifetime in doing the will of the Gentiles when we walked in the lewdness, lust, drunkenness, revelries, drinking parties, and abominable idolatries. In regard to these things, they think it's strange that you don't run with them in the same flood of dissipation, speaking evil of you. Believe me, when people, let me tell you something, when people come into a false alignment and they start drifting, they start speaking evil of you. Because the old man, the offspring of Satan, comes up and wants to curse you. It says, but they will give account to him who is ready to judge the living and the dead. For this reason, the gospel is preached also to those who are dead, that they might be judged according to men in the flesh, but live according to God in the spirit. But the end of all things is at hand. Therefore, be serious and watchful in your prayers. And above all things, have fervent love for one another, for love will cover a multitude of sins. Be hospitable to one another without grumbling. As each one has received a gift, minister to it to one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. Yes. And if anyone speaks, let him speak the oracles of God. If anyone ministers, let him do it as with the ability which God supplies, that in all things God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom belong the glory and dominion forever and ever. Romans 1. Romans chapter 1. False alignment. In verse 18. For the wrath of God is what? Revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who what? They suppress the truth in unrighteousness. Because what may be known of God is manifested in them, for God has shown it to them. And since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are what? Without excuse. There is no excuse. Because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were what? Darkened. Professing to be wise, They became fools and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man and birds and four-footed animals and creeping things. In other words, idols. See, it's very important that we be careful of aligning there. Look, at when you are aligned with deception, you will also manifest a false alignment with people, places, and things. Does everybody understand that? People will align themselves up with people that are corruptible. They'll associate with individuals that are out of order, out of line, in fornication, and they will be their friends because they themselves are out of line. They will, they will go to places for entertainment. Hello? They will get jobs, which are places that are all out of line because money's more important because they're out of line. And then there's the things, which is idols. They have idols in their life. They will be the number one idol. Money will be idols. Things, materialism, all of these things are more important than the will of God. See, so when an individual's soul is false aligned with deception and people, places, and things will be manifested also. Always is. Is everybody okay? Praise God. Hallelujah. Professing to be wise. Okay. Verse 24, therefore, God also gave them up to uncleanness in the lust of their hearts to dishonor their bodies among themselves. Look at this. Who exchanged the truth of God for the lie. In other words, false alignment. They exchanged truth for a lie that's a false alignment, isn't it? And worshiped us and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. For this reason, God gave them up to vile passions. For even their women exchanged the natural use for what is against nature. Likewise, also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust for another man. See, when homosexuals and lesbians line themselves up together, they're under false alignment. Committing what is shameful and receiving in themselves the penalty of their error, which was due. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a debased mind to do those things which are not fitting, being filled with all unrighteous sexual immorality, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, evil-minded. They are whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, violent, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things. Disobedient to parents, undiscerning, untrustworthy, unloving, unforgiving, unmerciful, who knowing the righteous judgment of God. Now look at this. That those who practice such things are deserving of what? Death. Now here's the second thing. Look at this. They're deserving of death. Not only do the same, but also approve of those who practice them. So let me share with you. If you're one that approves with them, you're false aligned. Does everybody get this? You're false aligned. What you're doing is you're accepting sin, the presence of evil, into your home and approving it. Is everybody okay? Same thing like accursed items, right? People line themselves up with accursed items, and it brings nothing but division. Accursed items, idols. People get caught up in gambling, addiction, and pornography, and all kinds of goofy things, which bring a false alignment because their thoughts, their words, and their actions are out of line with God's word. False alignment with people, places, and things, entertainment, jobs, fellowships, even schools. Some schools are false aligned. 1 Timothy 4. 1 Timothy 4. That's why you're homeschooled, Homer. In verse 1. Now the Spirit expressly says that in the latter times some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and what? Doctrines of demons. That's false alignments, aren't there? Amen. Speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their own conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from foods, which God created to receive with thanksgiving by those who believe and know the truth. False alignments. 2 Peter chapter 2. 2 Peter chapter 2. Whoa. Is everybody there? I'm going to start with verse 12. But these are like natural brute beasts made to be caught, destroyed, speak evil of things they do not understand, and will utterly perish in their own corruptions, and will receive the wages of unrighteousness as those who count it pleasure to carouse in the daytime. There are spots and blemishes, carousing in their own deception while they feast with you, having eyes full of adultery, and that cannot cease from sin, enticing unstable souls. In other words, they want to bring them into the same false alignment with them. They want to bring you into them. Does everybody get it? They have a heart trained in covetous practices and are cursed children. They're no longer blessed children. They've gone into be accursed children. They have forsaken the right way and gone astray, following the way of Balaam, the son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness, but he was rebuked for his iniquity. A dumb donkey speaking with a man's voice restrained the madness of the prophet. These are wells without water, clouds carried by tempests, for whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever. For when they speak great swelling words of emptiness, they allure through the lust of the flesh, through lewdness, the ones who have actually escaped from those who live in error. While they promise them freedom, they themselves are slaves of corruption. For by whom a person is overcome by him, also he is brought into bondage. Please understand, when a person is out of alignment with truth, you must be careful. They are no longer your brother or sister. They are a friend. Does everybody get it? Jesus didn't have friends. He had brothers and sisters. He said, these are my brothers and sisters who what? Do the will of God. In fact, he called Judas his friend. He said, friend. For if they had escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled in them and overcome. The latter end is worse for them than the beginning. For it would have been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than having known it, to turn from the holy commandment delivered to them. But it has happened to them according to the true proverb, a dog returns to his own vomit. Now remember, dog means demonized individual. And so, having washed, to their wallowing in the mire. Matthew 15. Is everybody okay? Are you learning something? False alignment. In verse 15, I mean chapter 15, 17, verse 7. 15, 7. Jesus said, hypocrites, well did Isaiah prophesy about you, saying, these people draw near to me with their what? Mouth. But the what? And honor me with their lips, but their heart is what? Far from me. And in vain they worship me, teaching as the doctrines of the commandments of men. Who? Again, that's mechanical relationship. These are things that were people, it's almost like a mechanical confession. You know, they quote scripture, but it comes out of the mind, not out of the heart. And there's no result to it. There's nothing that happens. It can't, because it means nothing. It must come out of the heart. When it just comes out of the mind, a person is just sowing. But things manifest. There's no manifestation of a result of something happening until it comes out of the heart. Does everybody get this? So even when we start quoting scriptures, as even in babes, does God know? Amen? God knows. Even when we're babies in Christ, we're quoting scriptures, he knows we're sowing. Amen? But there's a sincere part where we believe. Even when you pray, you talk to him. You're praying to him. You're praying to him from the heart, not from the mind. Never any results, no matter how convincing it sounds. There's no result because it comes out of the mind and not the heart. And there's no results. Is everybody okay? In John 15. And why is it happening? Because they have a false alignment. John 15, verse 1. I am the true vine. My Father is the vine dresser. Every branch of me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes. So you can always expect the pruning. That it may bear what? More fruit. You are already clean because of the what? Word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine. Neither can you unless you abide in me. Well, let me tell you, when you false align yourself up with things that are deception and darkness and evil, you are out of line. You cannot, it's no longer abiding. God does not abide with sin. Amen? He doesn't abide with evil. He doesn't abide with perversion. He doesn't abide with lying. He doesn't abide in those things. And believe me, as soon as you open the door to that, the first one that shows up is a familiar spirit trying to tell you he's God. Verse 5, I am the vine and you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. Well, you'll know them by the fruit, won't you? For without me you can do what? Nothing. And if anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered. And they gather them and throw them into the fire and they are what? Burned. If you abide in me and my words, in other words, if your thoughts, your words, and your actions are aligned with the word of God, he said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it shall be done for you. By this my Father is glorified that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples. Amen. One of the things that God, the reason why he prunes is because he begins to cut away false alignments. He begins to expose them. So you must be willing to cooperate. In Philippians chapter 1. All glory. Philippians 1. Verse 9, Philippians 1, verse 9, and this I pray that your love may abound still more and more in the knowledge and all discernment, and that you may approve the things which are excellent, that you may be sincere and without offense to the day of Christ, being filled with the fruits of righteousness which are by Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God. Yes. That we may approve the things that are excellent. In other words, how can you approve anything that's excellent if you're falsely aligned with deception? Amen? The Bible says that the word of God is what? Hebrews 4. Hebrews 4:12. For the word of God is living and what? Powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit and joints and marrow, and is the discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. That's why when you align yourself up with the word of God, there'll be conviction, there'll be counsel, there'll be correction, there'll be direction. He will expose if you let him. One of the things is the motive. I'm telling you, there are so much false motives. It's incredible. People are lying to themselves. They make excuses to fulfill their motive. Hebrews 10, while we're here. Verse 19. Therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus and by a new and living way, which he consecrated for us, to the veil that is his flesh, and having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Verse 23, very important. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope or faith without what? Wavering. Without wavering. In other words, tightly grab. For he who promised is what? Faithful, and let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. Look at, if you people that don't assemble cannot fulfill the will of God in that arena, because they're easily swayed, easily manipulated, very easily. There's no endurance, is there? That means they're not tightly holding on. They're tossed and turned all the time, flip-floppy. Any wave that comes, anything that comes up, they make excuses not to come in God's presence and to learn. And I'll tell you what, they have to work a lot harder to get what they need. They got to work a lot harder to get what they need. In James 1, if they get it, or they find another place that doesn't expose them. Hallelujah. James chapter 1 and verse 21. Let's speak it. Therefore, lay aside what? All filthiness and overflow of what? Wickedness. And receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to what? Save your souls. But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourself. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in the mirror. For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it and is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this one will be blessed and what he what does. Yes. Why? Because he will be able to do the will of God and receive the promise. Amen. Philippians 3. Almost done. One more scripture after that. Dig in home and eat your popcorn. Philippians chapter 3. Oh, come on now. Praise God. I love it. Love it. God is so good. Training. Training for reigning. Verse 13. Brethren, I do not count myself as to apprehend, but one thing I do. Forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are what? Ahead. I what? I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, let us as many as are mature have this mind. In other words, don't give up, man. Get in a line. Let the conviction. What's the word tell us in Psalms? Let the brother slap me. Let him kick me in the butt. Let us have this mind. And if in anything you think otherwise, God will reveal even this to you. Nevertheless, the degree that we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule and let us be of the same mind, brethren. Join in following my example and note those who walk as you have for us for a pattern. For many walk, of whom I have told you often and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is their shame, who set their mind on what? Earthly things. For our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly wait for the Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body, that it may be conformed to his glorious body, according to the working by which he is able to even subdue all things to himself. We press on. And I close at 2 Timothy 4. False alignments. In verse 1. I charge you therefore before God and our Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Convince. Rebuke. Exhort with all longsuffering and teaching. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have what? Itching ears. They will heap up for themselves teachers that will agree with their false alignments. And they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables. But you be watchful in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, and fulfill your ministry or your call, and fulfill the will of God so that you can receive the promise. Amen? It comes. It will come. The promise is always wanted. God is always trying to release that promise. He knows what we need, doesn't he? Doesn't he know what we need before we even ask? It says he does far above all we could ever ask or think. So he's trying to get us to do something so that our words, our thoughts, and our actions are aligned with his word of God, so that we can do the will, what he's desiring us to do, to fulfill and complete. And once we do that, he releases something. It may be healing. It may be a blessing, financial. It may be a reconciliation. You don't know what he's going to release. But he loves to surprise us. So I encourage you, search out your false alignments and quit aligning yourself with people that are out of order. The word says to hang with those who are with a pure heart. Amen? Quit being a man pleaser and become a God pleaser. That might change some of the people are hanging around with. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed. Let the seed be protected by the blood of Christ and let it grow and bear for your glory, Lord. Let it be deep rooted within us and protect us from the evil one, that he'd not steal it from anyone. But Lord, grant us vision with this. Vision. Vision. So we can see this all the way through in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Be blessed.